Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that proves you can never know enough about history. Today is May 25th, 2020. The day was May 25th, 1925. Mexican writer Rosario Castellanos was born in Mexico City. Castellanos's work touched on issues of culture and gender in Mexico, and she is considered one of the most influential Mexican writers of the 20th century. Rosario spent most of her childhood in Comitán in southern Mexico. She was a solitary and observant child, and at a young age, she began to recognize the poverty in which the Mayans who worked her family's land lived. She also realized that she was treated differently than her younger brother. These experiences and perspectives later influenced her writing. But Rosario's brother died young of appendicitis, and the family lost their land when Mexican President Lázaro Cárdenas instituted a reform program that expropriated and redistributed land. She later referred to this event as a benefit to her life, since it freed her from the restricted life she might have had if they'd kept the land. When she was a teenager, the family moved to Mexico City. She later wrote that the switch from a rural aristocratic lifestyle to a middle-class one in the city, quote, destroyed the certainty of my racial, social, and economic superiority. She published her first poems when she was still a teen, but in 1948, her parents died suddenly. Though she faced loneliness and the guilt of being a survivor, Castellanos found inspiration to seriously pursue a career in literature, and she published two books of poetry that year. Both of them revolved around themes of aloneness and mortality. Castellanos found her stride as a student at the National Autonomous University of Mexico. She became part of a group of writers who would meet and discuss each other's work. Her thesis, Sobre Cultura Femenina, or On Feminine Culture, is considered by some critics to be a key work of feminist thought. She got her master's degree in philosophy from the university in 1950. When she graduated, she and her friend, writer Dolores Castro, traveled around Europe together. Having gained a new perspective on what it meant to be Mexican and to be a foreigner, she returned to her home state of Chiapas and began working for the National Indigenous Institute, which provided aid to Native Americans in Mexico. She also gave her inherited land to the laborers who worked it. And in 1955, she published Balun Kanan, a novel that earned her critical acclaim. It portrayed Native American characters as complex and round, rather than one-dimensional and flat. as other works often depicted them. Castellano admired French philosopher Simone Weil's work, and this was evident in Castellano's themes of oppression and submission as they related to gender and culture. Throughout the 1960s, she taught at the National Autonomous University of Mexico and universities in the United States. Castellano's work was inspired by writers like Saint Teresa of Avila, Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz, Gabriela Mistral, Simone de Beauvoir, and Virginia Woolf. In her writing, Castellano often explored the reality of being a woman and being Mexican. One of Castellano's best-remembered works, the novel The Book of Lamentations, was published in 1962. It tells the story of a fictionalized Mayan uprising that takes place in the 1930s. In 1971, Castellano was appointed as the Mexican ambassador to Israel. In Israel, she learned to speak Hebrew and continued publishing poetry and journalism. The next year, she published her collected poetry in a work called Poetry Is Not You. Tragically, Castellano died by electrocution in 1974, when she was just 49 years old. She's buried in the Rotunda of Illustrious Persons in Mexico City. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com if you'd like to email us. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.